and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. Gulpy gulp. My name is Rochelle. Drinking water.
My name is Rochelle.
And this is weird. This is the first time thing we're going to be doing is seconds before I pressed record on this thing, I said, oh, let's see if we have any voicemail. And expecting none because we never get any. And apparently I have two.
Two.
I don't know what they are because...
I hope it's not advertisements. That's so disappointing.
No, that's usually me doing the advertisements. So I'm going to phone our comment line thing. Listen to it.
I like that noise.
Do, 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 do. And...
Do, 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 do.
Listen to it.
Enter your security code.
Beep, 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 beep.
Call 8. Expand your business reach with local and toll-free numbers that ring where you want.
I'll turn it down.
Do, do, do. Add a toll-free number to your business
today. So this is the price of when you pay nothing to get a comment line. You have to listen to this bullshit before I actually get to your messages. So.
Yeah, well, if it's free, I don't care.
Yeah.
Visit K-A-L-L, the number 8.com, call 8.
Okay.
You have 2 new voicemail messages and 0 saved messages. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved messages, message 1.
Wednesday, November.
What the
12th,
fuck was that?
At 1.
That was the message?
P.M. Pacific time.
To save, press 1. To delete, press 2.
Press 2.
Delete,
maybe
press
someone
3.
Called and then they got cold.
Deleted. Message 2.
Hello, Tip Tap Tippers. This is Michael Bladen from the CalgaryHomePodcast.com. I'm not calling to plug my show. I just thought of you guys. I was driving down by Chinook Center a minute ago, and I saw a City of Calgary truck pulled over so that a guy could get out and take down a sign pole where someone had locked up their bike. And he then took the bike with the lock and all, threw it in the back of his truck, and left. So I actually thought of you guys as soon as I saw that, and I pulled over to take a picture on my phone, but of course... Now I can't get the picture off, so you'll just have to believe me. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because I know Rochelle was talking about it on another show. Apparently, they will actually come and take your bike away, so be careful.
Oh, no!
Anyway, guys, enjoying the show. Keep up the good work. Maybe we'll see you at a podcast meetup one day, and take care.
Wednesday, November 12th at 1:21.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like a for real fucking comment. All right, and wow, all right.
I can't believe that they would... go to that much effort to penalize a person from parking their bike to a pole.
I guess.
Anyway, I'm not parking my bike to that pole anymore. I actually realized that there was a real bike stand thing to park my bike at.
And that's right by Rochelle's new salon, which is opened for a day now. Right. Called Amy Harris Studio. Phone number is something or other.
244-0608.
Area code 403.
Yeah.
Because that's the way we dial in this big city. Speaking of numbers, you can leave us a comment. 206-208-3918. Send us an email. info@tiptaptip.com. Wow.
The one thing I have to say about parking your bike to a pole is sometimes what people do is they unbolt the bottom of the pole so that if a bike is parked there, they just lift up the pole and there you go, they have a bike.
Easy, easy breezy.
So I always check to see if the poles are bolted.
Good. All right, well, I'm still kind of taken aback that we actually had a message, so I'm going to have to compose myself and move on to the show. And the best way to do that is talking about a recent fashion show involving our favorite thing to eat.
Chocolate.
Dina Saddick puts the finishing touches to her latest creation for the catwalk, but she's no fashion designer. She's a pastry chef, and her costume is made of chocolate.
Not really.
Speaking of chocolate, do you know...
It's not really made of chocolate, though. It's like silk with chocolate on it.
There's chocolate.
I don't know. I saw a picture in a magazine. It was actually made just of chocolate.
Like entirely of chocolate.
Yeah.
Speaking of chocolate, this is rummaging through the...
Of chocolate, I feel like some ice cream.
No, hold on. The show's still going. I was rummaging through the vegetable crisper.
You found them.
Eric will never look in here.
I can because Eric never eats vegetables.
I was looking for something to add to the pasta sauce. I'm like, well, maybe I'll add something else. I'm like, oh, chocolate isn't a vegetable. All
Did
right.
you eat it?
No, I haven't touched it at all. They're right now in our vegetable crisper. Our two chocolate letters, the chocolate E for Eric and the chocolate R for Rochelle. So,
but we're not allowed to eat that until December 5th.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I can't hold out that long.
Well, that's why I hid them from you.
You better lock them up pretty good, because now that I know where they are.
Because my mom gave those to me. It's for the Dutch Christmas.
Okay. After this show, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you like 10 minutes to find a good spot.
Okay.
Keep in mind it's chocolate. It's not going to melt. It just needs to be nice, sort of a coolish,
yeah,
dry place. So you take care of that, and I'll take care of my thing.
I already know where I'm going to put it.
And I'll make my own
Guess
chocolate
where I'm gonna put them.
In the bathroom, all right?
Ew.
Well, don't tell me where you're going to put it.
No, guess where I would put it. What? I just want to know what you would think. Then that way I won't put it there.
I would think that you would put it in one of the white things on top of the drawers in the other room. The white boxes.
Oh.
Now, of course I'm not going to put it there because you
didn't. No, but that's not where I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, well. Anyways, let's get back to the story. Chocolate clothes, yum.
And then it will be a surprise when you get them.
December 5th. That's like 3 weeks.
I know.
I can just go get my own E. Payday is tomorrow.
No, it's special. It's All more right. special. All
right.
Okay.
It shows no mercy. It has no mercy. You have to have your timing. You have to have the temperature. You have to have the humidity right. Everything has to be right. You have one shot at it.
Dina's creation, Storm, from the film X-Men.
So she looks like she's wearing some sort of chocolate brassiere type thing.
It looks like a Xena outfit. And then it looks like she has like a city building on her head.
Man, seriously.
That would be so hard because honestly, if the model like took a deep breath, it'd just like crack off of her.
I'm looking at this particular screenshot. I'm like, well, that's a dream come true. Plastic boobs.
Chocolate boobs.
Sir, chocolate boobs. It's like, really?
Well, that's easy to do. That's what a bottle of Quick is for.
We'll keep our keep private things private, and we'll get on to the fashion show. Don't tell us anymore.
Was soon parading down the catwalk. She was one of many superhero characters strutting their stuff at the 11th annual chocolate fashion show in New York.
Oh my god, it's a chocolate Iron Man.
Whoa.
That
is cool.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to be putting a link up to this video after the show, just so somebody can see what a chocolate Iron Man walking down a catwalk really looks like.
But that chocolate Wonder Woman was pretty good too, but I didn't really.
And this is
really
the chocolate
see any
part.
Chocolate, yeah.
Chocolate Iron Man? Chocolate Man?
I just think it's great because superheroes are dramatic anyways. Like, even if there was no chocolate or no extra pizzazz, it's like they're going to be great costumes regardless. So it's just a fun concept.
Not all the costumes were made of pure chocolate. Joel Mahoney made her Xena Warrior princess outfit from an even sweeter sweet.
I copied the costume exactly out of chocolate leather. Chocolate leather.
What?
There's a combination of chocolate and corn syrup. And then when we finish making it, we then cut it out just like a dress because it's like leather. You can touch it, feel it. It's all like leather, and it tastes like Tootsie Roll if you were to eat it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Okay,
Tootsie Rolls.
What is this, guys?
Touch it, feel it. It's all like leather, and it tastes like Tootsie Roll if you were to eat it.
There were a few revealing moments, but
superhero character off.
Okay, and it looks like rather than tanning solution, he's just going to spray himself in like some
I don't know. It looks kind of gross.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That dude is like a beefcake.
Chocolate beefcake?
He looks like a hot dog.
He does look like a hot dog who's lifting two chocolate barbells to show off his chocolate covered.
Yeah.
Chocolatey muscles, all right.
He's clearly well equipped to throw his weight around.
This is all about fun. I mean, come on, dressing people with chocolate. This is fun. So, you know, working with David is great.
Though Those who attended the Gourmet Glamour Show were clearly impressed, and the chefs, or rather the designers, went home smelling the sweet taste of success. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
What is Reuters?
That's a news agency.
Oh.
They make the stories, which I look on their website every day or so and find interesting and funny videos like this one. Okay, so seriously, though, where are you going to hide the chocolate?
I'm not telling.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
You'll never find it, though. I'm sure you're going to look for it all weekend. All
right. This makes me really...
You know where I'm going to hide it?
What?
Right here.
Well, you're pointing, but nobody can see
you. And my belly.
Okay. Here's a story which I read about the other day. It's actually happening in Ontario, Newmarket, Ontario. A Toronto area woman claims her rights were violated when she was asked to stop breastfeeding while half immersed in a public swimming pool. The incident happened October 24th in Newmarket, northeast of Toronto, when 32-year-old Cinero Languinho began breastfeeding her daughter while sitting midway down the steps of the pool so she could chat with swimming friends, the Toronto Star reported. The owner of the pool asked her to move to changing room or the viewing gallery. Instead, she resumed swimming with her daughter and later fed her in the changing room. Meanwhile, she petitioned for the Ontario Human Rights Commission to investigate the incident. Shut up, kitty, the Star said. She defended her actions, saying she is 4 months pregnant with her first child and wouldn't consider breastfeeding around the pool because of people's pee and sweat and body stuff in the water. Chlorine chemicals don't kill. Okay, Kat, seriously. We know you like attention, and that's all good. Don't drop the cat in the microphone. Oh, cat! Jeez. Wrecking the show.
Okay, anyway.
She defended her actions, saying she's 4 months pregnant with her first child and wouldn't consider breastfeeding around a pool because of people's pee and sweat and body stuff. In the water, chlorine and chemicals don't kill. Am I ever going to stick my baby's mouth on a breast that's been in a pool without cleaning it first? Never ever, she told the Star. There's no word when the Rights Commission would respond. So...
So what were they pissed off at her for doing?
It didn't say so in this story, but in the other one that I read, they were angry that she was in the pool because it's weird. They have a rule against any food or drink in the pool.
I know, but that's breast milk is so different than regular food or drink.
Well, what is your take on it? What do you think it's appropriate?
Well, I think probably the reason why they got pissed off at her is because some people feel uncomfortable with women breastfeeding in public places.
Okay, but my take on it is there's a difference between, like, say, doing it in a public place and then doing it, in a swimming pool.
I don't really care. Like, she was only half in the pool, so it's not like she was in the pool.
Mm-hmm. So you think that she's...
I think she was in the right.
And you think that the pool owner is a bit of a tight ass?
Yeah.
Huh. You don't... See, I
You don't think so?
I don't know. Like, it's just... It's not that I have a problem with breastfeeding or even public breastfeeding, right?
Think of how many kids are pissing in the pool. What is breast milk compared to piss?
Yeah,
nothing.
No, still, it's somebody else's breast milk.
Who cares?
Some other mother will.
I would rather have breast milk in a pool than piss.
But what about somebody else? Like, you know, that's your opinion. But what about the other people who are in the pool? What if they don't want that?
I don't really care.
Well, that's, I know you don't give a shit, but some other people might. And, it is a public pool.
But you can't please everybody, so...
Yeah, but you can't... But at the same time, you can't... You can't enforce rules based upon, one person's... the clear rules have to be set.
Okay, I know, but, it doesn't make sense to say... Like, I mean, it's not like she was fully immersed in the pool
for
one
day. No, she said she was half...
So, it's... To me, that's just not even an issue. She basically had, her feet and her legs in the pool. That's it.
Okay.
So.
And destroy?
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Katie cares because you're holding her too hard.
No, I'm not.
Let the cat go. We have a show to do. This is serious business, and don't give me that
I thought the cat wanted to eat me this morning. Why? She was, like, licking my hand, and then all of a sudden she started biting my hand.
Yeah, that's the way
they But I wasn't playing with her.
Cats are weird that way. They just kind of bite you. And it's not like I hate you, bite you. It's like, hey.
No, it was more like I want to eat you, bite you. Like, wow, you taste good.
I mean, maybe you're salty.
Maybe you're food.
No, you're not dead yet. Anyways, so, I don't know, like, I just find...
Well, do you have a problem because it was she was breastfeeding in public?
Not in public, but in, I don't know.
Does it turn you on?
No. no.
That's why I think some people say that they don't like it because they feel awkward. They're like, whoa, I like seeing boobs, but this is weird because...
It's in a totally different context.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know how to understand this. I
cannot
this.
Compute.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... I don't know, unless there's...
Did you used to pee in the pool when you went swimming when you were a kid?
I don't know, or I don't remember.
I did.
Why? Because you could?
Because it was warm.
Oh. Until what age?
Aw, like just when I was really young.
Oh, man. All right, well. Good thing they have chlorine in that.
Yeah.
Because...
And the grossest thing that happened to me when I was little... I went to the YMCA. We had memberships and stuff. And I got so many warts on the bottom of my feet because if someone else is walking around with them, you pick it up.
Well, that's the thing. Oftentimes people just, when they're changing in the changing room, they'll just have a pair of sandals and they'll just wear around just to avoid something
yeah,
like that.
And, you know, I would always look at those people and be like, whoa, that's so stupid. That's so anal. But no, after I got, like... It was seriously like the size of a toonie, a whole circle of planter's warts, and I had to get them burned off.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, that was
not enough compound W in the world to take care of that, or what?
That's not for planter's warts. Planter's warts are different than warts on your hands.
What's the difference? Sorry,
I don't know.
Pardon my ignorance, but...
I don't know.
But compound W does not take care of that? Really?
No, the doctor actually sprays, like, I think it's like hydrogen peroxide or something. It's in a...
Like a
container.
What?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just know it hurt.
Hurt like fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's a...
But I don't have warts anymore.
No, take it from me. Fucking smooth as butter on her feet.
Yeah, right?
Smooth like...
We'll pretend.
We'll pretend that it's smooth like butter. Okay.
Tip tap tip, little April bloggers beating a drum as we are on the internet.
This is a story that actually we have. I had left over from Halloween. I just hadn't had a chance to read it yet. But Rochelle is going to.
Oh man, meth found in boy's Halloween trick or treat bag. Score.
I know.
Like, that's like the best treat ever.
When I was a kid, all I wanted was like, you know, like an Eat More and like some Skittles, and I was totally set. But like, meth, you're set. You can resell that, split it up, sell it for more.
Yeah.
Buy as much fucking candy as you want. All right.
Or take it yourself.
Yeah, good times.
Okay. When their children returned from Halloween trick-or-treating, a couple found suspected methamphetamine and $85 in cash among... Wow, that is sweet.
Man.
Among their 7-year-old son's Snickers bars and Skittles, Lars and Shelley Brosdale called police, who confirmed that the substance was methamphetamine worth up to $200 on the street. That means he had like $285. Do you know how much candy you could buy with that?
It's a lot of fucking candy. Especially yeah. Especially the day after Halloween when they reduced it to like 50% off.
Yeah, oh yeah. Someone who looked like a teenager dropped something into their son's bag as he went trick-or-treating with his 9-year-old sister on Halloween night, the Brosdales say. He said some bigger kid ran by him and asked if he wanted some candy. Lars Brosdale said, sure, and the kid dropped it into his bag. The clear crystals looked like rock candy, the parent said. The kids could have OD'd on it. That's what makes me so shaky and upset. Or, even worse, become addicted to it. Anyway, police think the young man was a suspect fleeing police after a report of an assault in the area that night. Police in Ramsey, northwest of Minneapolis, did not immediately return a call seeking comment Tuesday. Well, that's good that they're responsive.
Man, I love
it. Yay!
I think every year that I carried around a UNICEF box, I never came close to getting $85, and this fucker goes.
I never had those.
Like the little orange UNICEF boxes?
Yeah, I never had them. Was it, like, through your school that you did that?
I think so, yeah. Like, it was done through the school.
And I always thought about just having, like, a fake one.
And what? Like, keeping the money yourself?
Yeah.
You have a box which says meth for the poor.
They did that on Married with Children one time.
What? They had, like, a fake UNICEF box? Or
fake? Yeah, a fake cause. And then, I think it was on that show. They had a fake cause, and they got a whole bunch of money.
This was Married with Children?
Yeah, that's the one with, like, Ted Bundy.
Yeah, not Ted Bundy.
What's his name?
Al Bundy. Ted Bundy is the serial killer who was executed.
Whoa, that's a major screw-up.
Same last name, but entirely different person altogether.
Oh, that's so bad.
So, well, I can see how
you can time really tired, hey?
Yeah, I know. Rochelle's been working all day, and then I said, we need to record a show because you're going away for the weekend, and I want to get a fucking show out. And I made you dinner. Now it's cold because you said you're coming home at 7:30. Now it's 9. Yeah. So, well, you'll get to eat dinner after we record this show. It's like a reward. You entertain, you eat. All right. So this kid gets $85 and a thing of meth, and they think that is just some person that was just trying to stitch
it. Did you ever hear of... Sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Well, did you ever hear of, like, kids getting apples and then having, like, razor blades
in the
apples?
Is that for real? I always thought... Like, I've heard of that story, and I think every kid's heard of that story, but is it, like, sort of a urban myth?
I don't know.
Or is it, like, a for real thing?
I don't know, but I'm kind of glad that... Like, when I was young, I'm glad that that happened to somebody else, because then I didn't have to get apples.
Yeah, it's like...
So I could get, like, real candy.
It's like no apples. They might be razor-bladed.
Yeah.
It's like, so...
Or did you ever have it, like, where you'd go to a dentist's house and they give you, like, toothbrushes?
Like, come on.
I know. Sorry, this is not a treat or a trick. You suck.
It's like, you give me the toothbrush after I go in for a checkup or a cleaning.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. I get that, you know.
You know what I want to get?
What?
You know that Listerine stuff that's for kids where it turns blue on all the plaque?
Yeah, you've been watching commercials again, haven't you?
Ah, I really want those.
I'll explain. On this commercial, there's this stuff. It's kind of like mouthwash, and you swig it around like mouthwash. I think it's after you brushed initially.
Yeah.
And then...
No, it's before you brush, so that when you're brushing your teeth, you know where to brush more to get the plaque off.
You target the plaque.
Yeah.
See where it is. Well, you'll be happy to know that. After my cleaning a few weeks ago, dentist says, no cavities, good shape, just, you know...
I think you're addicted to going to the dentist.
Whatever, I go to the dentist on regular...
Every month.
Okay, well, let me explain here. Last year or so, I think it was the last 2 years, but I think primarily in, like, 2007, I hadn't gone to the dentist in, like, 5 years before that, and it's really, really bad. And 2007 was my catch-up year, which means in 1 year alone, I had...
Your wisdom teeth pulled?
3 wisdom teeth pulled out.
They couldn't pull the root canal?
Root canal, 3 fillings.
Holy shit. And I haven't gone to the dentist in a long time.
You have to go?
I hate going to the dentist so much. After having braces? Ugh.
Well, I like you with
really
teeth.
I don't like the dentist.
I like you with teeth.
My teeth are good.
See? They're good, but smoking and drinking coffee doesn't help.
Well, that's my plan. Like, I want them to be really yellow. I mean, it's like I'm doing like the anti-trend. Everyone's going to have white. I'm going to have yellow.
No, that's not cool.
Yes, no. Totally. That's so cool.
Whatever. I'm gonna forcibly take you down to the dentist and go sort you out and deal with it.
I want to pretend like I'm British.
No. No.
That's so bad.
That's so bad because that's such a bad stereotype because British people actually have good hygiene.
No, they do, but they don't have any sort of health benefits for going to the dentist, right?
Well, you know, like mine are, you know, Alberta healthcare doesn't really take care of any sort of dentistry. Like, I think it's supplemental. You have to do through the Blue Cross, which is what I do. And so, and they take care of, you know, a lot of sort of stuff like that. So, and your name is also on the Blue Cross. There's no excuse for you not to go. In fact, I'm going to schedule an appointment.
No.
For you.
No.
Because you're a fucking child and you can't do it yourself.
Never.
So I'm going to have to
I don't like dentists. I think a lot of people would agree with me that going to the dentist is not fun.
You know what? It isn't fun.
And usually I end up falling asleep with my mouth open and then they try talking to you and sometimes I snore.
I think everybody can agree that going to the dentist is probably not their most favorite thing in the world.
So you just go when you have to go, and I don't have to go.
No, I go. I have a cleaning every 6 months. Once, twice
a year. That's a lot.
That's typical.
Wow.
A cleaning. 6 months. Twice a year. You can do that.
No.
Well, I'm gonna play Big Daddy.
I'll go like once every 3 years.
No. This is bullshit. You know what? Enough of this.
Okay, whatever.
I'm gonna say.
Do you have any other videos?
I don't know. I'm gonna book you.
Oh, let's watch a video.
Let's watch a video, okay? Let's watch a video because Eric's fucking boring and pissing me off with all this dentist bullshit.
Yeah.
And anyways, here's somebody who wants to vote for somebody on who wanted to vote for somebody on this election. Okay, here's a video. Bye.
So, Roger, can you tell me about your voting experience today?
Well, I went in and I was going to vote for President Bush. I was, I went in and they told me I was that he cannot serve a third term. I was not aware. And
grown adult.
Whoa.
Grown adult.
How out of touch can you be?
Grown adults not realizing that there's actually term.
He sounds like he's like a South accent.
Middle America. It's not really, really South. But anyways, I'm not realizing that there are things called term limits, which
Has he ever heard of this really, really great thing that a lot of people listen to so they know what's going on? It's called the news.
People. I was not aware, and I just thought I didn't really like neither of the candidates, so I just wanted to keep the same president.
Okay. Wow. I didn't want to vote for McCain, didn't want to vote for Obama. I'll just write in Bush, put in my fucking check mark, checky, checky, check, check, and let's elect him for a third term. Good job.
Since he's been around there, and he seems like he's been doing an okay job, in my opinion. So I was going to vote for him, but they said that you can't vote for me. Presidents can't serve a third term, so I went ahead and cast a blank ballot.
Okay.
Smart. He's so smart.
So, okay. Enough videos for you? You want more videos? More?
I'm not a lot of stupid people. Stupid people like that piss me off.
Piss you off?
Yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Yeah, I suppose. Stupid. There's really no reason for that. I just had that open and I'm going to close it so I don't do it again for the rest of the
show. It's kind of fun, though.
The hockey
horn? Makes me want to go on a cruise.
All right. We just actually flew back from Vancouver.
Where did we go again?
We were flying back from Vancouver on WestJet, and there was a rumor going around about WestJet, it says here. Calgary-based WestJet is debunking rumors circulating online that the airline is considering introducing a new $10 fees for options including being seated in a separate area from infants and priority disembarking. The notion of priority disembarking is ridiculous, said Richard Bartram, a company spokesman. Not only would we not consider it, we won't even consider putting it in front of the guests to ask them, would you consider that? The idea of segregating children on board a flight is something that we wouldn't ask either and wouldn't be interested in doing.
It doesn't really matter, though, because even if a kid is sitting right behind you or five seats behind you, you can still hear it.
No, because I think what the rumor was is, you have your first class, you have your business class, you have your whatever the fuck we usually fly class.
Economy.
And then in the storage area, with all the luggage and all the pets, that's where you keep the babies.
You're so mean. You put your baby in a kennel.
Yeah, you put a baby in the cage, and then you put down
the cage.
The little animal cage thing for the little creature.
The kennel.
Yeah, for the creature. And you put a little bowl of Gerber's strained carrots and maybe one of those hamster bottles attached to it. And
babies don't drink water.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
It's a creature.
No, they don't drink water.
I drink water. What's the difference?
Babies drink milk. That's it.
No, you know what?
Depends how little they are. But anyway, no, I don't agree with that.
I wholeheartedly agree. In fact, I...
Okay, so you're saying that if we ever had a kid, you would actually throw it into, the luggage...
No, it'd be nicer than that. You know, they have the overhead storage.
Put them in the overhead storage.
That way it's close by. You can kind of keep an eye on it every hour or so.
And it will, suffocate because there's no air in there.
I'm sure we could introduce some sort of ventilation type system so it won't die. But, kind of put it there, with with my jacket and whatever else stuff I have there, let it do its thing.
Would you do that with our cat?
Yeah, probably. If the cat keeps on pissing me off, though, it's going to fucking with the rest of the luggage. Yeah, so I don't know. $10 is I'm actually upset that WestJet has decided not to do this. So maybe I should.
Why did they decide not to?
Well, it's not that they really decided not to. It was never really on the table to begin with.
Oh, it was just a customer suggested.
It was a rumor, but it is unfounded. And that upsets me because I was really hoping that this was something that was going to happen. So, I'm going to make a suggestion to WestJet that they do implement this policy because I think it would be fantastic. So it'd be... you could put the babies with, the teenagers with the who kick the back of my seat. They can also go in the storage. What else?
You know what I always wondered? People who are really, really, really overweight.
Yeah.
Do they have to pay for two seats?
Actually, something. A year or so ago, there was a controversy in the United States. I can't remember which airline. I think it was Southwest. But, the incredibly obese people who just physically cannot fit into a single seat.
Yeah.
An airline was actually charging them for two seats. And then there's an organization in the United States which is sort of an advocacy organization for...
Is it called, Fat Flying?
One of those types of organizations where they sort of, they stick up for obese rights, so to speak. And so the airline was basically saying, well, you can't physically fit in one seat and you fit in two, so we're going to charge you two. This organization got upset, threatened a lawsuit, and I'm not sure how it was resolved after that, but,
I guess it makes sense. Technically, they are still just one person.
They're one person, but I think I can see both sides of the argument.
Yeah, I know, because like as like a business, it's like, well, yeah, but if you weren't fat, then
I could be selling this seat to another person and be making money off it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, we were talking about something, but we're talking about babies and luggage. Actually, you know what would be better?
Right.
You know how at when you're checking in and you check in your luggage and it goes in that little carousel and you don't see it till it comes off.
Yeah.
Put your cage on it. Put the baby in. and then when you pick up your bag at the other side, you know your baby goes around on the little carousel. You pick it up. Where'd you go? Let's get the fuck out of here. No.
No.
All right. So no baby free zone WestJet. Okay, I'll make a point of emailing WestJet and getting them to sort that shit out. Oh yeah, I think we have another video here. Or another video. This is a bunch of monks fighting.
Armenian and Greek Orthodox monks clashed at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, revered as the site of Jesus' crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. The brawling began during a procession of Armenian clergymen commemorating the 4th century discovery of the cross believed to have been used to crucify Jesus. The Greeks objected to the march without one of their monks present. They feared the procession would subvert their own claim to the ancient structure built on what is believed to be the tomb of Jesus.
We resisted peacefully. We didn't hit anybody. Somebody came from behind. There was no police at the time from behind. And he hit me like this. They broke the lens of my glasses and I had this scratch. And I was a little dizzy at the moment.
Police arrested 2 monks, 1 from each side. 6 Christian sects divide control of the ancient church. They regularly fight over turf and influence, and Israeli police are often forced to intervene. The feud is only one of a bewildering array of rivalries among churchmen in the Holy Sepulchre. For example, the Israeli government has long wanted to build a fire exit in the church. It regularly fills with thousands of pilgrims and has only 1 main door. But the sects can't agree where the exit will be built. Matt Friedman, The Associated Press.
You can just never get anybody to agree, especially when it comes to religion. And, you know, I never thought that monks were as good fighters as those guys. Those guys were, like, kicking ass. Like, seriously, it was like a big brawl.
Yeah, but when you have something that you're, like, a monk is dedicating their life to that specific religion, when you have so much, like, belief in something, anybody could be a good fighter.
Yeah.
Because you're not just, it's not just for, like, you're just fighting for something.
But you're fighting on your particular view of
like I would not want to be there. That would scare me.
Well, it's like a whole bunch of like big burly monks kicking the shit.
They're not even big and burly. Just like because they're fighting so passionately.
Oh, because they're totally into it. Because they're fighting for something.
Yeah.
So.
That guy was gross, though.
Which guy?
Well, he had, like, the stringiest beard ever.
Oh, the dude who got...
who got hit in the face.
With the... And his glasses broke, and it caused me scratch. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie with Christian Slater, where he's a monk?
Oh, In the Name of the Rose.
That's such a weird movie.
Where he has sex.
Yeah. With that lady, and she's, like, so gross, and he's like, oh, I love her now.
Yeah, that's because he's a young monk having sex for the first time. He's like, oh, this feels pretty good. maybe I had it all wrong to begin with. Let me just reconsider all this monk business. I think that was actually one of his first roles, because it was...
he was really young, which, like, Sean Connery.
He was Sean Connery, and... it must have been like around 86 or 87, because it was definitely before Pump Up the Volume and before Heathers. So I think it was one of those first ones that he did.
Isn't he on the television show now?
Yeah, he is. I saw him on a commercial. I don't know the name of the show, but I've seen him, and he looks very Christian Slater-y.
Yeah, he hasn't really changed. I thought he would go bald.
No, he has the same hairline that he's had, as far as I know.
Yeah,
so... Good on you, Christian Slater, and we were talking about monks, and then Christian Slater. when we were at the hotel, we watched some videos of people getting hurt, and I found some more.
Oh, those were so good! But I hope you put a link to them too, right? On the
I did put a link to the website was called bloodylucky.ca. There's actually advertisements around town, and here's another series of videos, which I'll play from them, and it's kind of gross, and I'll turn it down because last time was a bit loud. So
okay.
Here are the 5 preventit.ca videos, okay? Number 1, a restaurant accident. This one is actually very gross.
I'm the sous chef here. With any luck, I should be head chef by next year. I've got this amazing fiancé, who I won't be marrying this weekend. Because I'm about to be in a terrible accident. But really, I should have cleaned up the grease over there. And they should never put the deep fryer so close.
Oh, jeez.
Oh! Ew, what did she spill on her face?
Really hot grease.
Right. Oh!
Especially if you just deep fried her face.
Ew!
Whoops.
Can we rewind it and pause it? I want to see.
Oh, you want to see? Okay, I know. You want to see. You want to see. Oh, I can't really see that. And let's see. The resolution of this video is actually quite bad, so you can't really see how kind of gross it is, but. Yeah, it's
difficult. Oh, because you know what? It kind of looked like there was just, like, worms all over her face.
No, that's just the low-resolution pixelization of this. Somebody help! There really are no Preventit.ca. I guess that's another thing. Oh, the construction accident. Okay, he's welding.
I'm working overtime because I want to take my family on a nice vacation.
He just lifted up his goggles. That protect his eyes.
All right, so shit's going to burn him? What's your guess? I haven't seen these, so my guess is...
I don't know, like those pipes, those...
These canisters look pretty ominous. I figure something's going to go boom.
I think something like that.
All right, let's see what let's see how this pans out from Mr. Guy.
Okay.
Soon they get a call telling him I was killed in an accident. But hey, I'm wearing a busted harness here. And the company should have checked those tanks.
Oh, it's true.
Oh.
Okay. He just got, like, blown up by those pipes, and he flew over the edge of the building, smacked himself onto a truck.
An oncoming...
Oh, that's so gross.
Okay, the oncoming truck thing was a little bit gratuitous, you know.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, it would have been just as gross if he landed on the pavement.
Yeah, but the truck would just happen to be driving. Anyways. Boom. Okay, next one.
Oh, it's been an accident! Run, get some help!
I wouldn't yell that. I'd be like, holy fuck!
There's been an accident!
That guy is totally fucked! Get the morgue!
Preventit.ca.
That's where you can
find the factory accident. Okay. Let's see how this one goes.
Hey, Jim! You take care of that skid?
Okay, so he backed up his little tractor thing into a warehouse, and some pipes fell onto the tractor. He's either crushed, or
that one really didn't look that bad.
He's either crushed, or one's going to go through him.
Ooh, gross! That's like my nightmare.
Oh, my God. We got an accident here.
This was no accident. The company knows it's against code to store that much weight up there. I knew I should have been focused on what I was doing. And it's obvious the supervisor didn't report that broken shelf.
Whoops.
Wow, that's pretty cool. He's, like, talking, and he has pipes stuck in.
He talks pretty good for a guy who has, like, 2 pieces
Maybe
of rebar stuck through his torso. Good job. All right, number 4. Prevent-it.ca. Ooh, the retail... I think we've seen this run.
Retail store accident.
This is a shoe store.
Nope, this is a clothing store. Oh!
Oh, wow, that was kind of quick. It didn't really even give us a chance to.
No, so she's like standing on top of a really high ladder.
Trying to hang a banner.
Something, yeah.
And then she falls into a glass display case.
Oh.
Whoops.
Wow.
Accident? There's no accident. The company should have replaced that ladder years ago. I knew I shouldn't have reached over like that. And why isn't there a strict policy about 2 people doing a job like this?
Because they're stupid.
Yeah, apparently. All right, last one.
The electricity accident. Okay, someone's going to get electrocuted.
Well, obviously.
I've been electrocuted.
James was with our company for 10 years before this tragic accident.
Accident? What are you talking about?
Your company he's never like, fully... okay, wait, let's hold just on, describe he's talking this. Here. So he's, it's at a funeral, and they're talking about him, and then all of a sudden he opens up the casket, and he's like a charred dude, and he's talking.
Let's see what he has to say.
Accident? What are you talking about? Your company never fully trained me to deal with high voltage wires. And the way they were insulated, it was obvious someone wanted to get home in a hurry. What was I thinking? Not wearing all of my safety equipment.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to be burned.
Thanks for watching, it says. Visit preventive.ca for more information about not dying and being an asshole. Cool.
That kind of scares me. Sometimes when I'm biking home, I think about different things that could happen.
Like what? Like getting into... This is actually... This
like different, you know, like, oh, if I hit this curb this way and then I fly off of it and go into this car. Or...
This is exactly why, remember, we were talking about this before. Why, actually, I don't have a bike. And
that's why you don't have a bike?
Well, just it's not like I don't enjoy riding bikes. It's actually just the fact that...
Because you're scared?
We live downtown, basically, and I don't feel comfortable, like, driving on, like, 17th Avenue, like, where all it takes is someone jerk to, like, open his car door.
You know what vehicles scare me the most? Buses.
Yeah, because they're big.
They're huge. And today, even when I was biking home, I'm like, okay, I'll bike on the side of the road because there was a cop car. If I bike on the sidewalk, then I get a ticket.
Yeah.
For biking on the sidewalk. So I went onto the road, and then all of a sudden, the bus passes me, and it was seriously right next to me.
Yeah.
And they always do that. Buses always do that.
Why do they do that, baby?
Because they don't care.
Because they fucking hate you.
Well, and also because they can't move. Yeah. They can't move over it anymore.
I don't like. Anyways,
like, but if I got hit by the bus, I could sue the city and make lots of money.
Yeah, but you can't. You will. I think the estate of Rochelle would sue because you would be dead, and then I would get lots of money.
Oh.
Which. So.
What, you want me to do that?
No, I don't want you to die. I don't want you to die, baby. That's the way. No, I think my point I was making was that I have no problems like riding bikes and like bike paths and all that, but it's just, you know, like downtown drivers are kind of fucking assholes.
Yeah, a lot of people are really stupid.
So,
and the thing that confuses a lot of drivers too is that they don't understand that bicycles actually have to go by vehicle rules, and also a lot of bicyclists don't understand that. And so there's just a lot of confusion on the street. Like if you're biking like a vehicle, the cars are just like, what the fuck are you doing? And yeah. They don't get it, and they get confused, then they get mad at you. But then if you're doing it as a pedestrian, then the vehicles get mad at you. And
it's yeah, just you're like kind of fucked either way.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like the Netherlands or Holland. Where is your dream fucking biking city? Oh,
yes. Oh. It is so amazing.
Yeah, because they have bike lanes and shit, so...
Bike lanes, bike lights.
Whatever.
When you park your bike at the central train station, there's actually people there to watch your bike. So yeah, it doesn't get stolen.
I have 2 feet, and they work. They serve me quite well.
Yeah, but you can't go as far, and you can't go as fast.
Whatever. I can still take it slow and easy, just walk my own pace, look cool. Just
get when there. I look really cool on my bike...
I look even cooler when I'm fucking strutting on my own 2 feet. Can you strut in a bike? No.
I have to say, you do look pretty good when you strut.
That's right. Don't you forget.
But sometimes I bike with a skirt, and then you can look up my skirt.
Yeah, and other people can too. Which is totally not cool. So, yeah.
Whatever. I wear, like, tights. They're like, can't see through them unless they have a hole.
Yeah, which, like, and don't, like, half of them already do.
No, I don't.
Oh, what did you show me yesterday? You're like, hey, Eric, have a look at this.
I'm waiting for London Drugs to have another sale, okay?
You buy like another 50 pairs or what?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Alright. Another reason why London Drugs.
What is this video here? It's like two naked people.
Alright, you want to watch it. You just can't wait. It's
Well, I'm sorry, but it's, you know, it's really obvious.
It's the best of James Bond sex puns. This is fucking impatient.
I cannot find the words.
Well, let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
I see you handle your weapon well.
I have been known to keep my tip up.
You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Oh, that is brilliant. It gets better. I've been known to keep my tip up.
You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Thank you. But I think my mouth is too big.
No, it's the right size.
I'm going to be completely useless to you.
Oh, sure, we'll be able to lick you into shape.
I can't.
Again.
Right, did he say lick you into shape? Oh, man.
Into shape?
I can't. Something big's come up.
Absolutely. There's no sense in getting off half-cocked.
Oh, my dear, I take it you spend quite a lot of time in the saddle.
Yes, I love an early morning ride.
No, I'm an early riser myself.
Going down, one should always be relaxed. I thought Christmas only comes once a year.
Oh!
All right. The best of James Bond.
Doesn't the James Bond movie come out like this?
Tomorrow,
next
actually.
Friday? No, this Friday.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow, so.
Are you going to go see it?
I do want to see it.
Can you wait?
Yeah, I can wait.
Okay, good. I liked what we did last time where we went and saw the James Bond movie and then we went out for martinis after.
Did we?
Well, I had one.
Right. Well. Somebody's taking off their earrings and touching me inappropriately, so I think we're going to wrap up this show. That's right. We're going to wrap this fucker up. Now, Rochelle is going to be gone this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Going up to Jasper.
Yep.
Doing family type stuff, which means...
It's a thing called Christmas in November.
What is that? And what is
it's, it's basically kind of like a thing where you go learn how to do like different Christmas recipes and you make like a Christmas craft. And then there's going to be like a little banquet thing and it's going to be interesting. It'll be fun.
So let me get this straight.
It's like a whole bunch of ladies who are like, ooh, we're going to have a Christmas party. And then you learn how to do all this fancy Christmas stuff.
So let me get this straight. You go away for the weekend. I stay here, get drunk, order in pizza, hang around in my underwear, and then you come back and bake me a cake? Is that how it works?
Well, how would I just, like, come back and then we take the pie out of the freezer and eat that?
Well, if you're going to go to this thing and not put your skills to use, then why are you even going?
Well, we'll see if I do. It depends what I learn.
You better learn something good, because...
I'll be bringing back a craft.
A craft?
Crafty craft.
All right. Okay, people, we are out of here. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so 206-208-3918. Send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. You can check out our website. We have forums and stuff. Stuff is going on there. Forum-y
we still need to get t-shirts.
I know. We fucking say so every time. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going
to Well, you're the one who needs to do it. You're the one with the credit card.
I swear I'll do it. I fucking swear I'll do it.
I put some cards for our podcast in the salon.
Oh, okay.
People cool. Take them and listen to it, whatever.
And they'll go, whoa, what a great podcast. I think I'll get a cut and color.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, you're gone for the weekend. I'm going to start drinking tomorrow after work and sober up by the time you get back. And hopefully...
Can you still be drunk by when I come back?
I can... Well, we'll see how that works. So, tomorrow evening I'm going to be hanging out with the boys.
Not that I'm saying that you're more fun when you're drunk or anything.
Tomorrow evening I'm going to be hanging out with the boys. And we're gonna
Are you going to go to the strippers?
No, there's no there's no real strip clubs in Calgary, so.
Yes, there is. French Maid.
Not in Third anymore. That one closed.
Well, the other one.
Yeah, but I don't. That's like not even really anywhere central, and I don't really feel like going.
Yeah. Good point.
And only that, it's just stupid and costs a lot of money. I'd rather just hang out and do stuff.
You should go shoot guns.
Maybe I'll shoot guns, because that would be fun. Anyways, you listen to Tip Tap. Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
And I totally don't even have this ready again. All right, bye.
Let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.